Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And now we conclude our series that we've been calling a tiny museum tour. It's a tour of some of the New York City area's lesser known gems. So we've traveled to all five boroughs in our quest to bring you these gems and thought we would conclude in Hoboken with the Hoboken Historical Museum. The museum's exhibitions are themed around the city's rich history, culture, and architecture, including an exhibition that looks at how you actually get there. Joining me to tell us more is the museum's executive director, Bob Foster. Hi, Bob. Welcome to WNYC.
Thanks for having us.
Now, for people who may not know it, both the Holland and Lincoln Tunnels celebrate anniversaries this year. The Holland, it's 85th, and the Lincoln, it's 75th. Your current main gallery exhibition is called Driving Under the Hudson, the History of the Holland and Lincoln Tunnels. Tell us a little bit about what visitors can expect to see.
Well, it turns out everyone seems to be fascinated with the tunnels. As you mentioned, 1927 and 1937 are the starting dates for both of them. And when you come into the museum, you're going to learn about how the tunnels were constructed, all about Clifford Holland, who is the main engineer. A lot of people think the Holland Tunnel is named after the country of Holland, but of course it's named after the chief engineer. So we have prints on the wall, photographs, aerial maps. We also take on the challenge of trying to visualize all the different attempts to cross the river previous to the tunnels, which is pretty interesting to people.
And one interesting artifact in the exhibition is a catwalk car. What's that?
Well, basically, it seems like anyone who's in their 40s, 50s, or above does remember the catwalk car. This was an emergency vehicle that ran along the catwalk, which is that sort of upper railing on the inside of the tunnel, and it served as an emergency vehicle. So if there was a problem, essentially, it would be the first responder would be in the catwalk car.
What happened to the catwalk car? They don't use it anymore?
Basically, it's been phased out. And now if there is a problem, of course, there are lots of cameras within the tunnel. So if there is an emergency, they just sort of stop traffic and bring in police cars.
And in the past, you've also had an exhibition that looked at Hoboken's contribution to the confectionery world. So what sweet foods can we thank Hoboken for?
Well, it had a lot to do with also sweet manufacturing. We had major companies here like Tootsie Roll, Hostess Cake, Davis Baking Powder, which, of course, materials would have been used in sweets. And it was kind of a rediscovery of all the different manufacturers connected with sweets. There's also a concoction of ice cream that the area was known for, Yum Yum. So we also featured that in the exhibit. And you got to taste it, too.
The museum is fairly young, as museums go. It opened in 1986, and I see that in 2001 you moved to one of the oldest buildings in Hoboken. Tell us about your space.
Yeah, we do say we're a small museum, but we do big things and do projects. We do changing exhibits, so we mix it up. When people come, they'll see something different. And we're in a 19th century building that had once been the Bethlehem Steel Machine Shop. And thanks to a local developer or Applied Companies, we have a 100-year lease for $1 a year. And as we say, we paid the $100 up front.
You also present the work of local artists through the year. What exhibitions and performances are you showcasing now?
Sure. In our upper gallery, we have the paintings by Beth Lucas. She's a scenic artist for the Macy's Parade Studio people, and she's showing her own private work. And both exhibits are up until the end of July. Excuse me, the end of June. The end of June. They close July 1st. And then we also have a garden tour coming up, which is just coming up on June 3rd, where folks, private homes open up their gardens, and it's a fundraiser for the museum. So come on over.
And one last thing. I see you've got an oral history project going to capture recollections of longtime residents as Hoboken changes through gentrification and other forces.
Yeah, it could be our most important project. We actually do audio recordings of different folks who represent different businesses, different ethnic groups or way of life, and then we produce what you call chapbooks. And you can catch them online at hobokenmuseum.org, and we're up to about 25 of them.
Well, that is exciting, and that wraps up our Tiny Museum Tour. It was a special series for our membership drive where we took a jaunt through some of the lesser-known museum gems in the New York City area, ending right here with the Hoboken Historical Museum, and we've been with the executive director, Bob Foster. Sounds like a great place to visit. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And that's it for the Brian Lehrer Show today. Coming up next, right after the latest news, is the Leonard Lopate Show. Leonard will talk to David Weston about his 13 years as president of ABC News. Also, today's installment of A History of the World in 100 Objects, about a 1966 etching by David Hockney, and more. Leonard, right after the news. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks for listening. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.